Move on. Vice cops bust you for smoking dope. They bust you for, they go to titty bars and make sure not too much ass crack is showing. Oh, thank God you were here. They go to smut shops, make sure you weren't jacking off in a jack-off booth. Oh, you're a hero. This could have gotten way out of hand. You don't deserve to be shot in the face. That's the best when I bust a smut shop, because smut shops are always like in some leaky, weird industrial area of town, and you gotta go down a back alleyway, and there's a fucking dark door with a fucking unlit sign, and you go down the stairs, and you go past the fucking double dongers, and you go past the butt plugs, and you go past the videos and the lingerie, and then they'll have like a dark hallway. If you've never been to a smut shop, they have jack-off booths. They're like phone booths, and they're lined up like a dozen of them. You go in, you beat your meat, for you got 50 channels of smut for a token at a time, and I've done it 1,000 times myself. Sitting there, your fucking sneakers sticking to the floor, you jack-off, hope some no fucking guy sticks his dick through the fucking glory hole, right? You know. And you jack-off, and no one gets hurt most of the time. And vice cops will go through all of that, and they'll go down and fucking go, they'll go past the fucking double dongers, and they'll go past the inflatable butt plug and the fucking blow up sheet, and they go past the penis pumps, and they go down that dark hallway, and they'll kick in that last door, and they'll go, "Pooh ah! We caught you jacking off right out here in public." What if one of our children should have walked down here into this weird industrial area of town and then down the back alleyway and down the doorstep past the fucking blow up sheet and the fucking rubber fist and down here into the dark hallway and down to the end and found you jacking off right out here in public like shit? Every vice is a punishment in itself. There's no need for a vice law. It's a fucking church law. The punishment is inherent in the act. If you smoke cigarettes, you get cancer and you die. You don't need a ticket on top of it. You watch too much porno. It diminishes your taste for the kind of girls who will actually fuck you. It's gonna downside, sewn right into the fabric. I've done every one of them. I have drank till I couldn't remember my own name. The next day, you've learned a lesson. I've done drugs. I have done coke till my nose was bleeding like the fourth week of Lilith Fair. I didn't have to have someone tell me it was wrong afterwards. I figured it out. I fucked hookers. I've had 15 hookers in my life somewhere in the area. I don't keep count. I never woke up the next day going, "Man, I am glad I got a hooker last night, huh? Who's the thinker in this party, Bobby? Me." No, you go, "I could have jerked off and saved $185. Now I gotta check my dick for spots for the next 6 months. I'm never drinking again." To go to jail on top of that, that's double jeopardy. That's unconstitutional. Fuck, prostitution illegal.